WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This year's voter turnout in Brazos County was more than 68,000 Brazos County residents.
More than 20,000 College Station residents were involved in the selection of three new members of the city council. The next mayor, Carl Mooney, had an unofficial victory margin of 390 votes.
It's going to be important for the mayor to sit down, I think, with every council member and to assess just what they see as their own skill set.
Linda Harvell and Barry Moore joined the council with victory margins of 15%. Bryan's new mayor is Andrew Nelson, who won by a margin of 1,300 votes.
We need to make sure that we remember what we're doing here. This is to serve our community and to have fellowship and to get things done for our community and have fun doing it and enjoying each other's company.
Nelson's one of three new members of the Bryan Council. Reuben Marine and Prentice Madison defeated incumbents to take over representing single-member districts 1 and 2. Voting got off to a slow start, according to Brazos County's new election administrator, Trudy Hancock.
Brazos County admin was the latest getting opened. The judge accidentally closed the polls instead of opening them, so we had to reprogram everything.
Voter turnout was 64% out of nearly 107,000 registered voters. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Four members of the Bryan City Council have directed staff to proceed with financing $33 million above this year's budget for parks, a railroad quiet zone in the downtown area, and a new animal center. The parks list includes $16 million for a super park, $738,000 to buy land for a youth sports complex at Harvey Mitchell and Sandy Point, and $1.4 million for the Brazos Valley Bombers. The owner of the Bombers, Uri Gava, asked for hotel occupancy tax money to bring artificial turf to Nutrabolt Stadium. That's above the $400,000 of improvements he received earlier this year. Gava told the council he can repay $600,000 in hotel occupancy tax money by filling 32,000 beds over the next 5 years.
32,000 rooms. How do you do that in 5 years? Well, step one is the Bombers are in negotiations right now with Major League Soccer and the USL to bring a premier development team into Bryan College Station. We would love to say into Bryan, Texas.
The council majority also agreed to $4.6 million towards six Little League fields with artificial turf, along with a new splash pad in Bonham Park, and develop previously donated land set aside for two new parks. For the second straight week, the public comment portion of the Brazos County Commission meeting included a request to ban heavy truck traffic from going through the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station. While the commission was not able to comment during the meeting due to state law, County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News after the meeting it's a subject their attorneys are researching.
We're not convinced that we can legally do that.
Peters is aware a ban was enacted in another Brazos County subdivision, and he also knows the other counties have truck bans, but he says they're not going against whatever their attorneys advise. The Bryan School Board is moving ahead with two more projects from a $132 million bond issue passed by voters 2 years ago. The board approved the design of a nearly $8 million conversion of the old Stephen F. Austin Middle School into administrative offices. That includes turning SFA's cafeteria into the board's new meeting room. Felicia Binford was fine with the design, but was concerned about the furnishings.
But I remember when we started talking about this building previously before, some of the rooms or some of the areas that were going to be put in this building were just too much bells and whistles that we didn't need. I don't want to have things in there in places that we don't need. I want the building to be fair for everybody across the board. And if we're as a board are not getting bells and whistles, I don't think anybody else needs bells and whistles.
Construction would start next July and be completed in March of 2018. The board also approved the design of more than $1 million of improvements at the district's technology center. Construction would start next March and take 3 months to complete. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 63 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy skies for today. A few showers are a possibility. Our temperatures close to 70 this afternoon. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop back to about 55. More clouds for tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sunshine during the day. Highs tomorrow 65 to 70. Turns partly cloudy. Cooler tomorrow night. We're close to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see sunshine and some passing clouds. Highs Friday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on quarterback Trevor Knight's condition, as well as some of the other injuries affecting the team. In A&M soccer, I've got audio from Coach G about the team's NCAA tournament bid. The Texas Rangers will be getting a new stadium in Arlington, but it certainly won't be free.
Uh-huh.
And in the NBA, Seth Curry helped the Dallas Mavericks to an upset over the LA Lakers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Toronto beat them like a drum.
Yep.
They're not even close to being where they need to be, and you're going to build them a new stadium?
Well, yeah, because a new stadium means they're going to be better, right?
Oh, exactly. Right.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, because the roof closes, they're going to be better.
Yeah.
Hey, it only took a couple of years in Dak Prescott for it to work for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, so.
Right. Yeah. Oh, people are such idiots. Golly. I know they're saying.
We're not.
No.
We're not.
No, it's okay. It's the hotel motel tax up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would find. It's really easy to find a hotel not in Arlington. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not in Arlington. If
yes.
You got to go up there.
There are a lot of other little areas
around
there.
That's right. I just, God, that's crazy. All right, so we'll see. All right, well, you know, hey. So we got like a reality star who's going to be president.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, because he's not going to serve 8 years. He's 70 years old, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So does that mean like we're going to get a wrestler in 4 years?
Maybe.
I'm thinking a Real Housewife because we have to have a woman eventually.
All right, now you're you know, good call. That's right. we obviously that was not the right woman. Okay, so they've got her in the ditch
right.
Now. So
we got to balance it out somehow.
Yeah,
So I'm thinking, oh well, it can't be Lisa Vanderpump because she's British.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to work. Well, and
I'll look at my list and I'll come up with
good.
Some candidates.
Because and you know, nobody whose last name starts with a K is going to do it because. They're making way too much money doing what they're doing.
True.
Which, again, is kind of interesting, too, because this guy, you know, is taking a pay cut to become president.
It's all about the power, Scott.
Is that
it's
it?
All about
that's
the
it.
Power.
When you get to the
I
point where
so.
You got enough money, that's,
oh, yeah.
it's influence. That's probably right.
I think with the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if in 4 years it's going to be Donald Trump versus like Mecca Donald Trump.
No,
like
that could be
some
or
cyborg hybrid.
Exactly. Or we could do like somebody from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, just somebody who dresses up like a superhero and could do that.
Mm-hmm. Save the day.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess like. 2 years, a year ago, 2 years ago, I decided I'd go ahead and get one of those stickers, okay, so that you don't have to stop at in the tollway thing.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
It's inevitable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to have to pay tolls to drive on nice roads and drive faster.
Yep, I got one, too, about a year ago. I just traveled enough that it was just
made you just felt
sense.
Like it was worth it, and you got tired of waiting in lines, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New Jersey State Police say two people have been charged with stuffing material into toll baskets on the Atlantic City Expressway to prevent coins from going in and then returning to steal the money.
That Atlantic City Expressway there.
Yeah, I mean, they put together like a whole enterprise there. And I'm going to guess what? They don't have gates?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here you throw the change in and a gate has to pop up. Because then if you miss, then you have to get out of your car.
Could you have you done that?
Haven't, but I've gotten stuck behind people who have.
Who
and
did
it's
that.
Just embarrassing.
Because, I mean, would it kill you to be able to hit the basket? That's
right.
Why it's that big.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to do it, you know, back in the day when it was like a $1.75, I like to do it all in nickels just to make it count out, you know.
Yep.
Trooper said that on Monday, 54-year-old Angela Freeman Poles and 57-year-old Alehe Reeves arrested and charged with theft in the scheme. The South Jersey Transportation Authority over the summer had alerted investigators about several toll basket failures and toll shortages at an exit. And police said the Atlantic City residents were captured on surveillance. And again, of course they've got surveillance cameras.
Right, duh.
Because they're trying to get people who aren't paying their tolls,
and
right?
Really, how much money are you getting from it?
You know,
like, not worth it.
Well,
rob a bank.
I guarantee it's not worth it because both suspects are jailed on $35,000 bonds, and that's a hell of a lot of quarters.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
More nickels in your case.
Something like that. Exactly. May not be the thing to do.
No.
Info.
The other thing it says is that it's not clear whether or not they have attorneys, because the attorney comes in, he says he needs a retainer, you know, and they drag out a giant bag of nickels, and they're going, nah, I'm going to need a check and something else.
We stop taking quarters.
Yeah, you're pretty bad off if you're stealing nickels and quarters.
An excellent point, exactly. Getting rich a nickel at a time.
Yep.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan and College Station or go to batteriesplus.com to schedule your repair today. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley, from where to go to take in our extensive art scene or where to go for a vigorous workout. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a Wednesday. It's the 9th of November. It's day 314. We got 52 of them to go. It's World Freedom Day. It's Neon Sign Day. And you know, when you think about it, you don't see as many neon signs now as you used to back in the day.
No, not as many.
But, you know, at the time, you know, prior to neon signs, basically you just had white lights, and they would either blink or twirl or move or whatever. So you can imagine when they got to the situation where they actually had these signs that had color and could do that script thing. I mean, it was pretty magical. And I don't know, I guess it was about a year ago we had an artist in residence in Navasota who worked in neon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which is kind of fun. Now, you know, they're two different things. What they do is the different kind of gases would give you different colors, but then also they would just color the glass and, and do that. But neon signs are okay.
Very cool.
Rather appropriate that today is the Chaos Never Dies Day.
Yes.
There's going to be some of that today,
certainly.
Yay. And it's National Scrapple Day.
Scrapple.
Do you know Scrapple?
Scrapple?
Scrapple is something that...
Scrabble?
No, not... Okay. No. Okay. It's... my mom introduced our family to that. It's from the Pennsylvania Dutch folks. And it's annually it's observed on November the 9th. Mm-hmm. Scrapple is arguably the first pork food invented in U.S. America.
Huh.
It's a mash of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal and wheat flour and spices.
Interesting.
And you cut it up and you eat it for breakfast. And it was not bad. I mean, it's kind of savory.
Yeah.
And you,
yeah.
you know, had peppery-like stuff. And it was okay. You don't have it down in this part of the world very much, but
okay.
It's Scrapple. So
all right.
Happy birthdays now.
We do got happy birthdays. Vanessa Minnillo.
Easy
Vanessa
for you to
Minnillo?
Say. Yeah.
She was on MTV. She was a VJ. She's 36, and she's also married
to Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
And it's his birthday, too, apparently.
No way.
That's right. He's 43 today.
Jessica Simpson's ex.
That's right.
Wow. Listen to you. You're all over this.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
98 degrees.
Yeah. All right.
Nikki Blonsky is 28. She was in Hairspray.
Okay.
Cisco,
the thong song.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yep.
I didn't know. Okay, Sisqo.
Mr. Thong Song himself.
Yep.
We all have that gym to remember him
I
by.
I don't know that song.
Oh, look it up.
Right,
during a commercial.
Is that for next Tuesday?
Maybe.
Is it a dance song? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a dance song.
Oh,
you would recognize it if you heard it, I guarantee you.
All right,
you,
okay,
not a fan.
Yep. Okay, all right.
Eric Dane is 44. He was Dr. Mark Sloan, a.k.a. McSteamy.
McSteamy. you.
On Grey's Anatomy.
Man, this is a great day
Reaver's
for birthdays.
Reaver's going crazy over this.
Right?
Wow, no kidding. Every one of these people you know.
Oh, boy. David Duvall is 45.
Oh, yep, okay. Yep.
Superstar golfer. Yeah. Chris Jericho.
The wrestler.
The wrestler.
Oh, nice, yeah.
He's 46 today. Oh, man. Scarface is 46, formerly of the Ghetto Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's one of your faves.
Sure,
Scott.
Why not? Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, the Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk himself,
yeah.
65 today.
Wow, okay.
And REO Speedwagon's drummer.
Yeah,
Ellen
okay.
Gratzer at
sure,
68.
Sure, fine, why not?
All righty.
Bob Gibson, who was a Hall of Fame pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals and played, I think, professional basketball with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, cool.
81. And Whitey Herzog, the White Rat, if you will. Longtime manager for the Kansas City Royals, 85 years old today. All right, it's 6:21.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So over the past few months, I've been warning everybody that today is the day America lives or dies. Now it is up to you.
Now, you know that's yesterday's, which really doesn't work at all. Anyway, sorry, don't know. We'll see if maybe I can find an updated Sean.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Donald Trump's victory in the presidential race throws into question the core assumption in global financial markets that the Fed will raise interest rates soon and follow with further gradual hikes over coming years. Financial markets are tumbling after Trump's win, with the dollar and stocks sinking and safe haven bonds and gold shooting higher, reflecting fears of a prolonged global uncertainty over the Republicans' policies. Investors tended to favor Hillary Clinton as a status quo candidate who would be considered a safe pair of hands at home and on the world stage. Right now, futures pointing to losses of over 2% on Wall Street. Burberry Group reported a 40% drop in first half profit amid higher costs, underscoring the continued challenge for CEO Christopher Bailey, even as the company said it's making progress on the turnaround plan announced in May. The British luxury retailer said pre-tax profit for the first 6 months of the year was $90 million. Crude oil trading at $44.98 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So earlier this week, Donald Trump delivered a speech in which he called for a new deal with Black America. Speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina, the GOP presidential nominee criticized years of Democratic rule for leaving Black America behind and outlined his plan to help. Now, he said his deal is grounded in three promises: safe communities, great education, and high-paying jobs. And according to the Gateway Pundit, it seems as though African Americans may be listening to Donald Trump. The website reports Donald Trump may be on track to win more Black votes than any other GOP candidate since 1960. As of October 25th, Trump held 16% support from Black Americans in a Rasmussen report. Note to all GOP never Trumpers. That's almost triple the amount of Black support that Mitt Romney received in 2012.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't you hate credit card debt? It's the worst kind of debt, but I understand there was a time when I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I was glad to have that option. If you're carrying credit card balances every month, I want you to check out TrySofi.com. Now, TrySofi.com has been so successful in helping people refinance their student loans, they now offer personal loans. TrySofi.com personal loan can literally substantially lower your interest rate, and you can consolidate your monthly bills and save you money, a lot of money. One of the big reasons TrySofi.com has been so successful is how fast and easy they make the process. You apply online. You'll know in 2 minutes if it makes sense to do a personal loan. There's no fees. There's no obligation. It will not impact your credit score. Many people are finding the rates for TrySofi.com on a personal loan so low that it makes sense to use that in place of a home equity loan and avoid all the paperwork and hassle. So just take a couple of minutes. Know what your options are and how much you can save. Get a personal loan from TrySofi.com, TrySofi.com.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh,
thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
The election was held last night, and the 45th president of the United States will be Donald J. Trump. And I think, you know what, never mind. I'm going to do a completely different story than this. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Are you one out of three people who are dieting for the holidays? Because according to a new survey, most of them are doing it so they can eat like crazy at Christmas. Yeah, that's what this bit of info is going to be about, to take our minds off the election a little bit. Now, only 11% of people don't indulge at the holidays at all. That's actually a higher number than I thought it would be. According to this new survey, one in three people are already dieting for the holidays. And really, it's kind of a genius plan, because you slim down a little bit for your Christmas photos, and then you eat everything in sight and shoot right past what you weigh now. That's just a joke. Don't really do that, actually. The survey found that the unhealthy food that we're all looking forward to having during Christmas is alcohol, apparently. Now, I said earlier that only 11% of people don't indulge at all during the holidays. That's not a good plan either. There's no balance there. But apparently the rest of us will put down an average of 619 extra calories every day between Thanksgiving and New Year's. The point here is that you shouldn't do either of those things. Don't completely indulge and eat everything in sight, but at the same time, don't look at everything on the Christmas table and say, I can't have that. I don't get to have any fun. That is not what balance is about. Enjoy the things that make life great. And one of those things includes tasty food. Go ahead, have some, enjoy it, but just do it in moderation. That's what it's all about. And really, that's how it should be in every aspect of your life, in all of your indulgences. Enjoy your life, just do it in moderation. And that's how I got around talking about the election today. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. 71 today for a high temperature. Slight chance of some showers out there. We'll have some clouds. Yeah, maybe a little drizzle, kind of like we had last night. We had a little of that. 55 for a low tonight. And then for the balance of the week and on into the weekend, it looks like we'll have partly sunny skies. High temperatures will be probably no higher than about 74 or so, looking all the way through Monday of next week. And lows each night will probably be in the middle 50s, so a little bit of a change. Right now, winds are out of the north at 12, and they're gusting up to 20. They'll lay back down a little bit later on this morning. And we've got overcast skies, and it's 63.
There's some pretty strong evidence that the reason people are overweight has less to do with fat and calories and more to do with something else. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Americans are heavier than ever before, and you probably believe it's because we eat too much fat and too many calories in our diet.
Fat is not the issue. I mean, we were told that for years, but fat is not the issue.
Pediatric endocrinologist Dr. Robert Lustig, author of the book Fat Chance.
The reason that fat took on a life of its own is because of the work of Ansel Keys back in the 1970s, who basically said that dietary fat correlated with cardiovascular disease. However, that work has now been disproven.
The problem, and what is different today about our diet, is all the excess sugar.
We have data that shows that sugar is 11 times more potent than total calories in inducing diabetes around the world over the last decade. So first of all, you have to recognize what sugar is. You know, there are 56 names for sugar. You know the obvious ones, but did you know there were 56? And you need to know all of them because they use all of them.
Sugar causes your insulin levels to rise, and that tells your body to store fat. So the solution is to reduce the amount of sugar you eat.
That would be smart. The question is, how do you do that? And the easiest answer to that, eat real food. Processed food is the problem. For 5 million years, we ate real food and had no problem. It's only when we switched to processed food back in the 60s and 70s where this problem came up.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32 at 63 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a month into the city of Bryan's new fiscal year, a city council majority has directed staff to come up with financing $33 million in unbudgeted projects. Most of the money will go towards parks, but the list approved by Jason Bayinski, Greg Owens, Ben Hardiman, and Buppy Simic also includes a new animal center and a railroad quiet zone in the downtown area. Mike Sutherland was concerned about competing needs elsewhere in the city.
I'm not good until we look at the whole thing and see what we're doing. I mean, you're just doing this piecemeal, and this is by guessing, by golly, and we need to put everything that we could possibly do on a board together and go down through it and see what's most important some kind of way, and then select what we do.
Almost half the money, $16 million, goes towards a long-discussed super park. Another $1.4 million is for additional improvements at the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. Owner Uri Gava says adding artificial turf helps his bid to recruit a minor league soccer franchise and draw more tournaments to generate hotel occupancy tax money.
If we do three-day tournaments or two-day tournaments, what you're looking at is how many beds that would entail. Those tournaments could be soccer, football, lacrosse, softball. And those tournaments could also be replaced by other festivities that could utilize such as festivals and showcases.
The council majority also put on the list $738,000 to buy land for a youth sports complex at Sandy Point Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, along with developing donated land set aside for two new parks and add a splash pad at Bonham Park. Al Sines had no comments during the workshop, and Rafael Pina was not present. This year's voter turnout in Brazos County was more than 68,000 Brazos County residents.
More than 20,000 College Station residents were involved in the selection of three new members of the city council. The next mayor, Carl Mooney, had an unofficial victory margin of 390 votes.
It's going to be important for the mayor to sit down, I think, with every council member and to assess just what they see as their own skill set.
Linda Harvell and Barry Moore joined the council with victory margins of 15%. Bryan's new mayor is Andrew Nelson, who won by a margin of 1,300 votes.
We need to make sure that we remember what we're doing here. This is to serve our community and to have fellowship and to get things done for our community and have fun doing it and enjoying each other's company.
Nelson's one of three new members of the Bryan Council. Reuben Marine and Prentice Madison defeated incumbents to take over representing single-member districts 1 and 2. Voting got off to a slow start, according to Brazos County's new election administrator, Trudy Hancock.
Brazos County admin was the latest getting opened. The judge accidentally closed the polls instead of opening them, so we had to reprogram everything.
Voter turnout was 64% out of nearly 107,000 registered voters. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County commissioners for the second straight week were asked by residents of the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station to ban heavy truck traffic from going through their neighborhood. County Judge Dwayne Peters, who was not able to respond because the item was not on the agenda, told WTAW News after the meeting they will follow the advice of their lawyers who are still studying the issue.
And if we figure out a way that we might can possibly get it done without incurring some liability on the whole county, you know, we'll take a look at all that.
Peters disagrees with state lawmakers who believe there can be a ban because it's been done in other counties.
But the way the law is written, it's our belief that we don't have the authority.
Peters also brought up the county losing a lawsuit after imposing a local permit fee for big trucks 20 years ago.
Brazos County is a little more cautious maybe than some of the counties who haven't been in the middle of a lawsuit that, you know, that they ended up losing. You know, we want to make sure we're right before we step off and do things that, you know, that could be incorrect.
Peters says if the county can impose a ban, they still have to give truckers a route that may affect another subdivision. 15 months from now, the Bryan School District's administration offices are expected to be at the current home of Stephen F. Austin Middle School. That's after the board approved design plans of what is estimated to be a nearly $8 million project. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the budget will be tight to get what they want, which does not include any bells or whistles.
The two big cost items are going to be the HVAC system, because it is very, very old. By doing the renovations, you have to put a fire sprinkler system, and we have to change out the fire alarm system. We're being very, very careful about the level of finishes. They will be, you know, for offices. The similar carpet to what you have here, only newer.
And the decision was made to do a $1 million renovation of the district's technology center instead of moving the hub of their computing services.
Trying to get cooperation with the city and the places to move our fiber optic, to move the network operations center, and in concert with doing the design for the admin, and realized we're kind of bumping right at the capacity of that building with who it was in, we decided to take a look at what we needed to do to the technology, existing technology building, leave the people there to do what they're already doing there, and just go in and fix the building up so it works better for them.
Construction at the Technology Center is planned to start next March and take 3 months to complete. Both projects are part of the $132 million bond issue approved by Bryan School District voters 2 years ago. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 63 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota trucks, a heritage built on adventure.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash on a dependable 2016 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,400. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/5/16.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 Dental Implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, good morning, 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cloudy skies for today. There's the potential for a shower or two. Temperatures will end up being only around 70 degrees this afternoon, so a big cool down. Tonight, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be near 55. Clouds give way to some breaks of sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures will climb to 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 50. During the day on Friday, we'll have partial sunshine. Highs will be 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M quarterback Trevor Knight is out for the season. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin on his condition, as well as some of the other injuries affecting the team. The A&M soccer team is headed to the NCAA Division I Championship Tournament Saturday. Coach G will give us his take on the decision. In Arlington, the decision to build a new retractable roof stadium for the Rangers passed the vote. And in the NBA, the Lakers fell to the Dallas Mavericks in Los Angeles. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So there was some elections last night.
Oh, really?
There were.
Yeah, they kind of went on.
And on.
Yeah,
I kind of missed that. I didn't stay up till midnight waiting for results that I didn't get.
I finally went to bed, I think, about 2:45.
Yeah.
Just because. Oh, well, yeah, because it's, I don't know. Maybe it's like a wreck in NASCAR. You just have to. You can't.
Yeah.
You got to watch.
You can't wait for it to happen. Here's what I can't understand is. They were waiting to see what state was going to put Trump over the top, and somehow New Hampshire was stuck on 81% for 2 hours. Now, I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they had, you know, people taking the ballots and walking in to have them counted or whatever, but how is it that states like New York and Pennsylvania can get all of their ballots counted
right.
and New Hampshire just be stuck at 81%? But that's kind of weird.
So
Chelsea, this is your this was kind of your first time in it, being up to your earlobes in this.
It was. I've been out at the Brazos Center before, not for a presidential election or even I don't even think there were mayoral elections the year that I was there, but I was really just running papers back and forth.
Yeah.
Last night I was definitely a little bit deeper into the action.
Yeah. So what'd you think?
It was cool. It was cool to be there and just kind of see how everything works. It was not cool waiting on the 26th voting center to come in.
Yeah.
But when it eventually did, and it was exciting because obviously the College Station mayor race was very close.
Sure
and
was.
So every time that we'd get a new packet of numbers, it was like exciting.
Yeah. And Brad, what did you do?
I watched it on TV. You know, I watched the election results roll in. And like I said, by about 12, 15 or so, I was like, all right, I'm not going to get this answer before I have to go to sleep.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I went to bed early and still slept through my alarm.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you are. Now, what's interesting is there are a lot of people this morning in U.S. America who are more happy that that person lost rather than this person won.
Correct. Yeah. That's safe to say.
Yeah, and it would have been the other way around, too,
right.
had she won. So I'm not sure that puts us in a good place. This is Van Jones. Van Jones was in the Obama administration, was forced out. He had to he was forced out. But last night he's a commentator on CNN, and he was discussing, and this were among his comments.
And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away some of us.
Okay. And then I want you to remember Hillary Clinton.
You can put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Mm-hmm.
So quit it. Just stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Because you're right. Both of them said things that really bother you.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe a couple of things come to the forefront, and that is everybody who is elected in Washington, and that includes our U.S. representative and everybody else, needs to understand how PO'd people are. They are angry at Washington.
Absolutely.
And they want to let you know that. I mean, in one state, Donald Trump got 50% of the labor vote. Now, that makes no sense at all because labor has always, they've always sided with the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But they are so disgusted over what Washington is, what Washington does, and the way that they do it. A guy named Pat Caudill, who was a pollster for Jimmy Carter, and he's still alive.
Wow.
He was on TV last night, but he summed it up pretty well in one sentence when he said, "This movement found Donald Trump."
Right.
He didn't find this. He didn't start this movement.
Yeah.
The movement found him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go through, one of the most annoying things, if you look at a map, and Texas was no different. Texas is a red state unless you include El Paso, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. The big cities.
Mm-hmm.
The big cities went Democrat. Look at Wisconsin. Look at California. Look at the entire middle of the United States. It was solid red. It was solid Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into the cities where it's expensive to live, where people need government to help them be able to live there, they believe that the Democrats are the ones who have the answers. And so for many Americans who get up today, go to work, pay their taxes, and shut the hell up, they're angry about those folks who are waiting on Washington to help them live where they live.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for someone like him to win, it shows you just how upset people are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And and not only that, I mean, Republicans got the trifecta. I mean, House,
right.
Senate, and White
President.
House.
Now,
you know? I mean,
and I've said, and by the way, Congressman Flores will join us in the studio in a little more than a half an hour. And I said to him over and over again, now you got to do it.
Yep.
You know, if you're a Republican, now you got to do it. Because if you screw this up, you're not going to get it back anytime soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe never again.
Right.
Some states were already leaning.
Exactly.
You know, like Texas.
Exactly.
Texas was a lot closer than most people probably would have expected.
Yeah. Texas is a different look. I mean, when you consider every statewide official is a Republican and has been for a long, long time, to be as close as it was, that is sending a message. And again, we'll talk to Congressman Flores about the Speaker of the House. You know, this guy backed away from Donald Trump. And so what does that do to him? He was obviously in a no-win situation because if it was going to be a Democrat president, he was going to be in trouble. But when he really stopped embracing his own party's presidential nominee, he kind of put himself in trouble when it comes to that. So we'll talk to him about that. Those conversations coming up in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 12th, learn about managing show turkeys. Being successful with turkey projects means doing the little things and managing your birds. A great class for youth exhibitors, parents, and advisors this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Great landscapes are visually enriching. Like fine paintings and deep friendships, they draw you into their hearts. How you view them is determined by how they guide your eyes through them. Highway engineers use the term lines of sight. That phrase fits landscaping as well. Lines of sight in the landscape. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. The clear focus of your public landscape, that is, the part of your garden that is most visible to passersby, should be the front door. If it's turned at right angles to the street, then the focal point becomes the entryway foyer or the courtyard. Somehow you need to guide viewers' eyes to the entry point of your house. That means you shouldn't plant large trees or concealing large shrubs where they'll break that line of sight to the door. Use them instead off to the sides where they can act as the frames to your entry, much as decorative moldings and frame a fine painting. On the other hand, feature flamboyant color very near the front door to draw maximum attention to that most prime part of your plantings. Use container plants there too, or an attractive piece of garden art like a statue or sundial. Simply put, your job is to rivet people's attention right where you want it, the entry point of your home. Your rear landscape takes on quite a different personality. Unless it's on public display from the alley, your backyard is going to be viewed by far fewer people, primarily you, your family, and friends. It'll be seen most commonly from the back patio door, and it will often be viewed statically while folks are sitting or standing quietly. Once again, you'll want a focal point for your rear landscape. It should be toward the back of the garden, so your eyes will be drawn over the patio, across the grass, and to the back of the lot. It might be a prominent shade tree, or it could be a lamp or fountain or statue. It might be a bed of bright floral color, or it could be something as simple as a flowering vine trailing across the top of the fence. Whatever it is, it needs to be clearly visible from the house, and it needs to be attractive year-round. By placing it in one corner or the other, you'll break up the rigid symmetry of a rectangular city lot. That'll make it a lot easier to develop the rest of the landscape around it and alongside it. We all want privacy in our backyard environments. We also want peace and solitude. Those are not easily achieved if neighbors, traffic, or school kids are raising a ruckus around us. That's when dense, tall shrubs like Nellie R. Stevens hollies and willow leaf hollies can come to our rescue. However, again, you need to be careful that you don't block the line of sight to the back of your garden. Arrange the screening shrubs in random clusters around the edges of the area. The tall plants will give you the privacy you want, but as a result of that careful side placement, they won't block the much-wanted view. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, changing the grade. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Well, it hasn't really been a great season for promising college football players and injuries, and this time it hits close to home. Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight's season is done, with Knight dealing with a right shoulder injury. Knight was hurt in the Aggies' loss to Mississippi State. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the injuries that plagued the team.
Noel Ellis had surgery a week ago, last Thursday. A torn muscle, upper leg muscle, So to reattach that, so he is done for the year. Extremely painful injury that happened the game, previous game. So that's it. Connor Lanphier tore ligaments in his knee in the game Saturday. He'll have surgery here in a couple weeks. And then obviously Trevor left the game Saturday, injured his shoulder. He is done for the season. We'll be able to, I think at best, you can get him back for the bowl game.
Jake Hubenak will get the start this weekend against Ole Miss. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on Hubenak.
You know, Jake was effective in the second half. You know, for 11 for 17 for a guy that, you know, had to go find his helmet to get in the game. You know, he's make sure he's got the right helmet because it's back there on the bench. Then go running in a game like that, being down two touchdowns on the road to give us an opportunity at the end of the game. Says a lot about him, but it also says a lot about the conversation and the communication between our offensive staff and him in the second half, and particularly the fourth quarter. So that will continue to get better.
The Aggs take on Ole Miss this weekend on Kyle Field at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M soccer, the Aggies travel to Fort Worth to play the TCU Horned Frogs in an NCAA Division I championship first-round match Saturday. A&M, of course, received an at-large bid to the NCAA championship, keeping their tournament streak alive at 22 consecutive years. Here's Coach G on the bid decision.
We thought if we had that other win, it was going to be a shoo-in for us to get back into the tournament. But because we didn't, it was going to be a little precarious. And the national pundits had been kind of talking down Texas A&M that we weren't going to get in. So to be honest, when TCU's name went up, that was a pleasant surprise. I was happy for those guys because we're friends with their coaches. And then to see that we were going to be their opponents was really great. I know for the players, it was a real shot of adrenaline. I know for the coaches, it picked up my step big time.
The game will be Saturday, November 12th at Garvey Rosenthal Soccer Stadium. First kick is slated for 7 p.m. Meanwhile, in A&M softball, juniors Lexi Smith and Trinity Harrington threw a combined no-hitter as White defeated Maroon 1-0 in Game 1 of the annual Maroon and White series on Tuesday evening at the Aggie Softball Complex. Maroon will try to even the series tomorrow at 4 p.m. In Major League Baseball, proponents of Arlington taxpayer funding for a $1 billion retractable roof Texas Rangers Stadium have won approval. With 98% of the vote counted, voters approved by a 60-40% margin Tuesday the extension of a half-cent sales tax, 2% hotel occupancy tax, and 5% car rental tax for a new home for the Major League Baseball team. That revenue now goes to defraying Arlington's $155 million debt on its share of the cost of the NFL Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium, which opened in 2009. In the NBA,
here's Barea. He's taking time off the clock. Screen left. Under the screen goes Russell. Barea for three, and a kill shot three for J.J. Barea to put the Mavericks up by 11 with a minute 50 to go.
Harrison Barnes scored 31 points, while Steph's little brother Seth Curry added 23 as the Dallas Mavericks won a second straight game, 109-97 over the Los Angeles Lakers. J.J. Barea had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Mavericks, with Dallas forcing 17 turnovers. And in the NHL, Patrick Lane picked up a second hat trick as the Winnipeg Jets beat the Dallas Stars 8-2 last night. Lane had 11 goals and 15 points in his rookie season. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wegward Inc. and Calvert is the tractor supply company that provides the small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low, and you get an honest, upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote, and Hay Equipment by Heston. Right now is an even better time to buy. Wegward Inc. has special year-end closeout pricing on 35 to 100 horsepower tractors. So shop now for the best prices of the year at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Find them online at WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
In today's world, everyone needs internet.
parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today.